Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And listen, folks, the Pinellas County needs your help right now. They need to help finding dogs temporary homes. Their adoption dogs need to be moved out of the shelter ahead of their upcoming lobby building repairs. The Roof of Animal Services lobby took some damage during the 2024 hurricane season and needs to be replaced. Now construction starts this month. They need to find temporary homes for about 40 dogs for 3 or 4 weeks, and they'll provide a crate, food, and medical care for your foster. You are, of course, welcome to adopt and give one of their pets a forever home as well. If you can help, visit pinellas.gov/dogs or come to the shelter to find a foster dog that is right for you. So over at the Adoptable Dogs at Animal Services for the Love of Animals, and that is over on Walsingham, let's meet some of the candidates. We've got Franny and Bubbles, Sabrina and Elby, Emerald and King, Romeo and Marcy, Beauty and Blitzen, Jasmine and Donna, Friday and Bella, Dozer and King, Bella and Edie, and Wilma. Just a few of the adorable pets that need your help right now. There are so many ways that you can help animal services, and I love the cats. I've gotten 2 cats there. All adoptable animals are sprayed and neutered and come with a microchip with free lifetime registration, age-appropriate vaccinations, a 1-year Pinellas County pet license, a bag of pet food, and a toy or treat, and that is for adoption promotions. Standard adoption policies still apply for ongoing adoption promotions. So there's a Vets Adopt Pets program, and they work along with VetsAdoptPets.org to celebrate and thank veterans for their services to all American. As a show of their appreciation, the Pinellas County Animal Services Center waive adoption fees for veterans adopting pets from their shelter. Veterans must show proof of military status and meet adoption requirements. And what about a birthday party adoption special? At the Animal Services, their dogs and cats want to celebrate your birthday with you, and they're bringing a special gift to the party, waived adoption fees. Visit the shelter within 10 days of your birthday. Show the staff valid proof of your birth date, ID, driver's license, etc., and they'll waive the adoption fee for qualified animals. So there's lots of ways that you can help. First of all, you can donate. You can donate your time. They need dog walkers and people greeters. Many ways you can do that. You can participate in the foster program or the teen program. You can call 727-582-2600 for more information. You can also donate to the Animal Welfare Trust Fund. Donate directly to the animals under their care. And donations are used to cover extra medications, specialty foods, and other items they may not be able to provide otherwise. So you can donate online, or you can make a check, mail a check to PCAS, Animal Welfare Trust Fund, or stop by. Donations to the fund are placed in a trust used exclusively to benefit domestic animals in Pinellas County. The trust fund makes it possible to care for a larger number of animals and covers special needs such as comfortable kennels, improved ventilation and quarantine isolation facilities, medicine, special dietary food, and toys to prevent boredom. Cat Adoption Rescue Partners. Well, this is for me. I love this. So they have partnerships for cat adoption programs with over a dozen local pet stores, and they now adopt actually out more cats than dogs. And a portion of the donations from the participating pet stores are used to fund the personnel and expenses to operate and expand program to get more cats adopted. All donations received from cat adoptions are placed in the Animal Welfare Trust. And then finally, the Pinellas Paws Cause Mural. I love this. Pinellas County Animal Services and Murals for Mutts have formed a partnership to raise money for the Animal Welfare Trust Fund. For $100, a pet portrait will be painted on the wall and become part of the mural, with $25 donated to the Animal Welfare Trust Fund. To participate in Pinellas Paws Cause Mural, please call 727-902-1671 or email. So the donate wish list, people ask me today, what can I donate? Please drop off all items to the front desk at Pinellas County Animal Services, located at 12450 Almerton Road, Largo. Many items are needed on a daily basis, including unopened cans or bad cat dog foods, puppy foods, kitten foods, new pet toys, slip training leashes, collars, pet beds, crates of various sizes, cat condos, bleach towels, HE laundry detergent, Kleenex tissue, rubbing alcohol, milk-bone dog treats, creamy peanut butter with no xylitol ingredient, cat litter, liquid dish soap, hand sanitizer, dog or cat shampoo, food bowls, newspaper, ink cartridges for computer printers. And you can also support the Florida Friend license plate program with an adorable spray and neuter license. So for pet tips, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Please do good and support not just the Pinellas County Animal Services, but all the rescue animal places. Until next time, be good to your fur baby.